Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Mark Horror Russell here, the King of Klein Attraction. And welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Klein Attraction. Here's the thing. We've worked with a lot of personal trainers. A lot of personal trainers come to us to work with us. And what I found is that most of them don't make enough money to actually quit their job. So they typically slave away in different gyms. So here's the cool thing. This young lady named Dee Dee, the core queen, she actually used to do the same exact thing, wasn't making as much money she wanted to make, and was absolutely amazing at what she does. And she always thought that I have to own the gym to actually make the type of money I want. But now she discovered she doesn't have to do that, and she can actually make more money than the gym owners. And we've shown her exactly how to do it. And the beautiful thing for you is that Rochelle, our president of communications, she's going to interview Dee Dee right now. And she already interviewed. I'm about to cut over to it so you can hear exactly how she was able to make not only more money than your average physical personal trainer, she's actually able to make more than your average gym owner. Let's go ahead and jump into the episode.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back. So I get to have some more fun today. As I said, my name is Rochelle Shaw, and I am the president of communications here at Client Attraction University, Markwell Russell's Client Attraction University. He always goes, no, we're a team. But at the end of the day, he is our fearless leader. And my role here is kind of jumping in, jumping out, helping, making sure our communications are what they should be. But my all-time favorite thing to do is to interview our clients and talk to folks who have been through our university, our growth programs, and on to our inner circle and our seven-figure society, where we help entrepreneurs truly change the game for coaches and consultants to give them the framework, like what they do step by step by step, so that they can build their own million-dollar businesses. So I'm just excited today to welcome the core queen, right? I see her all the time. I'm so envious. I'm like, ooh, my core is like boob, stomach, right? Thank you. She's got the most beautiful body ever, and she helps women become what they truly want to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome my friend Dee Leggett. Yay!
Thank you.
So, welcome. Introduce yourself to everybody watching here.
Okay, well, I am the core queen, Dee Leggett, self-proclaimed, but I guess core queen.
And we dare them to say that you're not, okay?
No. But I help individuals lose weight and get in amazing shape without starving yourself or spending 2 hours a day in the gym. I really pride myself on just helping women or men if they feel like I can help them. You know, they're intimidated sometimes, but women are definitely my goal, go-to. I love helping women get in shape and live in their best selves.
Got it. So what brought you to that? Like, what were you doing before?
Well, I'm retired Air Force. I was in the Air Force for 20 years. I retired in 2018. And I actually got kind of serious, not so serious, but kind of serious about fitness in 2013 when I went to Afghanistan. Mm. So that's where I was decided, like, I really got to get in shape because if something go down, I need to really be able to move. So I went over there and I lost 30 pounds in about 5 months. And so people was just asking me, what did you do? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know how to help you. I mean, I can try to give you what I do, maybe post a few videos here and there, but I wasn't really dedicated like I should have been. because there was actually a calling on my life and I didn't know it. And so about a year and a half ago, I was like, okay, I need to figure this thing out. I need to really help people because that's what I was placed on earth to do, was to serve people. So then I became the core queen and the rest is history.
That's so awesome. So awesome. Cause you know, truly, I think that we're all like thrown into a situation where it is like, okay, to change some things. And sometimes it happens to be, you know, 115 degrees in Afghanistan where you're like, oh my goodness, you know, maybe I shouldn't be the last one running away from the bad guy. Right. Uh-huh. You know? I mean, you never know. I giggle as I watch the commercial of the two. It looks like they're deer or maybe they're antelope and there's a lion. And so the one says, oh my gosh, you know, well, we've got to run. And he says, well, I don't run that fast. And he said, well, I don't have to be fast. I just have to be faster than you. Right. And so it reminds me as you said that, you know, we don't want to be the one that's left there and stuck. So when you first started, before you reached Planet CAU, right? And as you were trying to kind of put this together, what were some of the things that you got stuck on?
Well, let me just tell you that before I even got into the CAU thing, I had no company, no business, no anything. I was literally just like posting videos of me working out. There was no structure, no anything. It was just, I was like helping my boyfriend work out. I didn't have any clients. I had nothing.
Okay.
What I had was waist trainers. Somebody told me, you can sell anything. You need to get your own waist trainer. And I probably had bought everybody's waist trainer on the planet and none of them work. So I was like, okay, help me figure out. And I found the perfect waist trainer, which I still sell now because it actually does work. And that's why I started. That is the only reason I even found CAU, is because I was at an event as a vendor selling the waist trainers. And I met Marquell and I got to see him in person do his briefing. I was like,
yep.
I didn't meet him.
that's like everybody when they see him in person, right? Like it's that I had the same effect. Like, and I've been in this 30 years, right? But when I saw him in person, I went, oh hell yeah, right? Like you can't wait to do it. So how did you transition from, I'm just going to sell a $150 product, right? $100 product into now the $4,000 product, right? I think the last post I saw you were just killing it at the $4,000, somewhere around there. Like how did you transition to that?
Well, what I wanted to do, because I knew that I didn't want people to just settle on just, I could just put a waist trainer on and lose weight, because that's not even my brand. That's not what I want to put out there. I don't want you to think that at all. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that there is a way to do things the right way and actually lose weight. But I couldn't figure out, because in my mind, the only way to do this is I have to be in a gym. I have to own a gym. I have to open a gym. There's no other way to do this. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get out of that mindset. Yeah. And when I got on the call, what I think was Wes, and he just happens to be a fitness guy.
Yeah.
And he's explaining like, what? You don't got to do that. And I'm like, shut up. Like, it just blew me away that there was this concept that didn't even cross my mind outside of a physical building.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the pandemic hit where there was no physical building. So it was kind of like a beautiful collision that came in all at the same time. And it was perfect timing for me to just transition my mindset into, I actually have to create a company, because I didn't have one. And I mean, CAU, man, listen, I can't even.
just try a little.
It's just like, it's faith in the flesh. You can think of something, you can try to conceive it, but when you can actually touch it and feel it, no matter how discouraged I got in the beginning, because it still didn't seem real to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to take a step back and it's like, well, wait a minute, when you go to buy something, you don't just buy it right away. So why would you expect anybody else to just do that? Like, keep at it, keep pushing, keep doing it, keep getting the lessons, keep listening, keep hearing these testimonials and feeding. And then I'm like, OMG. It just like exploded. Like, wait.
Believe in the suddenlies, right? Believe in the suddenlies.
Absolutely.
And you know, one of those things that's why I think I just admire you so much is most people would have quit when it didn't work immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and they come in and they think that CAU is some type of magic wand, you know, and that Marco is going to touch it once and that you don't really have to do anything, right? Mm. It's a lot of work, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes. And it's a consistent type of work.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of heavy lifting work, but you have to be dedicated and committed to constantly doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you can't change somebody's mind overnight. And especially when it comes to losing weight,
right.
That's something that's a mental thing anyway. Like until somebody changes their mind that they really want to do it, you have to constantly feed them. You have to constantly feed them. And then they'll eventually come to you. But
yes.
Yeah. I wanted to quit.
I you know, we all get to that point. I don't care what type of entrepreneur you are. We all get to where we want to quit because in our head, it looks so much easier.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's simple, but simple doesn't make it easy.
No, no. And most of the time from the outside looking in, you see the highlight reels. You don't get to see all of the work that gets put into doing this. So
no. And I think that's why, you know, entrepreneurs can be indignant a lot, you know, and just like, whatever, right? When people and not as sympathetic because we go, do you realize like how much work it was? I read a statistic about entrepreneurship and one of really great mentors I studied years ago was talking about, the failure of business, right? He said, but oftentimes it's not that the business failed. Like you get customers. You just get tired of the roller coaster.
Right.
Tired of the wait a minute, I had to do all of this work to get this amount of money. Well, it's easier for me to just go back to my job.
Right.
And get that, especially when you're in that $40,000 to $50,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But one of the things that I always know too is that entrepreneurs, like we know it. Like there's going back. Like we go, you've got to be joking, right? Like, no, we don't job. No. When our parents say it, when our friends say it, when our significant others say it. And, one thing I learned in therapy, because all entrepreneurs need a therapist, right? Cause we are kind of little ticky, ticky, boom, boom.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That it wasn't that my mother didn't believe in me. It was that she didn't like to see me hurting. And so when it wasn't working out, she was like, oh my gosh, she's hurting. Right. Let me fix it. And her only cognizant fix is, well, here we paid for all this education for you. Go ahead and go back to the job. Why are you making this hard?
Right. Yes?
And that's really not what the solution was. It was
exactly.
You've got to be kidding me. So that tenacity. So what was it that made you not quit? Because it's not
fear
like you
failure.
Didn't invest money, right?
Yeah.
You invested time. And when that, I don't care who you are, when that Facebook ad charges your credit card, it make you say, ooh.
Well, it was a few things. Fear of failure. Proving my boyfriend wrong because he couldn't believe that I did it, like invested with CAU. He was just like, are you crazy? Because I did not consult with him. I just did it. Because I knew he would try to talk
as you're right, as the independent woman that you are.
Yeah. I knew he would try to talk about
it. I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight if I don't say that out loud. Okay.
And my kids, just I want to show them something different.
Yeah.
Like you can do this. It's not easy, but you can do it.
Yeah.
And also my clients that I didn't have yet. People need me.
They need you. They so need you because they are out doing things that are detrimental to their heart.
Yes.
Right. They're having surgeries that they shouldn't be having, you know, just going on anesthesia risk your life. Like, what are you thinking of?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, but they think that there's not a way to do that. Yeah. So yes, you are so needed. Yep. And that's why you're the core queen, you know. Yes. And I'll wrestle anybody who says that you're not. I promise you. There we go. So then, you know, before you weren't really sure, you didn't have a business. You would kind of do it, but you didn't know what was possible. So then what happened? You get to CAU, you start and you go, what?
Well, first I'm a project manager by trade. So I was so in love with the structure, and I'm military. So things being in boxes for me, like, this is awesome. I love it. It's streamlined. I can follow it. So I was excited about that. And just seeing the things in reality, like me, like the practical application, I'm doing it. I'm setting it up. I'm seeing it in the flesh, live and in action. Yeah. And just the way things are set up, where I can actually reach out for help and I don't feel like I'm alone. And so once the things got live and of course going to the Rapid Growth conferences and stuff like that, just seeing that it is real and people are really getting real results, like, this can actually happen for me. So these light bulb moments are going off all over the place. But at a point, like I said, it still wasn't happening fast like I thought it should happen. And I was on the phone on one of the calls with Coach Dre, and I was just like, Coach Dre, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I quit. I'm not doing it. And he was just like, he was like, Coach D, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm not getting no clients and not showing up. I'm just like angry. He's like, just get it out. Just get it out. And he brought me back down to reality. And he was like, it's going to happen. Like, you just have to give it time. Yeah. It probably wasn't even 2 weeks after that I got my first client. And I was like, Coach Dre. I was in there. Like, oh my God. It was crazy. Like, it was just amazing to just see. I was just so happy that I didn't quit.
Yes. Yes. We are too. So like we have a text string, right? That when you guys have breakdowns, like, we tell each other so that everybody's like, hey, when you see her, you know, make sure that you're supporting her, because she's in it. She's in it right now, you know. And it's only, we call it because we all have been in it, right? Mm-hmm. Where you just go, there's something wrong with me, right?
Right.
There's got to be, because I see all these people and then and then and then, as we do.
Right? Yeah.
And it all comes down to no, it is just the beast. It's who you're talking to. Like, these people are really, like, they want it so bad, but they've failed so many times. Right? Like, that's your industry, is just like with us at CAU. You know, we talk to people 2 years from now, you know, they decide that they take action. So I always ask them, okay, so when you saw him live at an event, and how quickly did you join the program?
I think I got a call that Monday or Tuesday, and I joined that day.
Okay. So normally, like, you are like the anomaly. Right. Well, no, let me tell the truth. If you've seen Marquell in person, then they join immediately, right? Because they go, wait a minute, this guy with the gold teeth and the tattoo, what? Right. So you join immediately, right? But if they've never met him and they've never or come to a boot camp and seen all of us together, loving on, really helping y'all build, like, they don't get it. And so it takes them forever. So the average time they're on our list is, gosh, I think it's like 98 days. Like, they have to see our stuff minimum 90 days before they even start. I mean, and that's like a $5 thing. We're not talking about, you know, the whole program. This is them going, okay, maybe I'll come to a boot camp thing, right? And it's a long time, because they've quit on themselves often.
Yeah.
So, you know, what would you say to people who have quit on themselves?
Man, there is no quitting until you're 6 feet under. You gotta keep, as long as you got breath in your body, there's no quit. You gotta keep pushing. Your descendants are dependent on you. This lifetime is just one moment in time. And the sentence that's coming after you, they're going to thank you if you don't quit.
Yeah. Amen. Hell yeah. Well, that is so inspiring. I get choked up, right, when you guys say it, because it's, you know, we really try to design a program that was plug and play, you know, and structured correctly. And so that you had check boxes that you could check off. That you could hey, you know, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer.
Yep.
I always say it's like a volcano, right? That just keeps building and building and building. Then all of a sudden it just spills over and you go, oh,
yep.
Spilled over. So needless to say, your business after CAU looks dramatically different.
The funny thing is that Coach Dre got on me because I was trying to be so perfect in my members area. I was like, no, it's not right. I don't have enough videos. He was like, videos for who? You don't have no clients. He was like, you're being self-serving. Like you're being selfish now. It's not about you. I was like, okay. So trying to be perfect was really hindering me.
Yes.
But now to see my program now, I'm like, I actually have a business.
You are the third person today that has said that to me during these, right? Is that they go, I actually have a business. And that's truly our goal, is to help you build a business, not just to be self-employed where you get some money randomly sporadically. We want you to have a business. A sellable asset that when you have served all that you can serve by yourself, it goes on in perpetuity to serve your legacy. Yes. Like that's our goal for you. And so to hear it coming to life just has us blossoming and has us smiling. Tell me if Marquel was right here. Right. Or even if he's not here, let's pretend he's not here. Cause sometimes I think people get nervous, right? If he was to see you say this message, what would you tell him?
Thank you. Thank you for caring enough to help other people. Because so many times in the Black community, especially, we don't. We make it, we figure out something, and we don't share the information. We don't care if anybody else comes up because we think they're going to go surpass us. So thank you for caring enough for everybody else to share what God bless you with.
Amen. How about that day that Dre talked you off the ledge? What you got for him?
Man, Dre is, Dre is literally our modern day prophet. He is amazing. Dre, you are like you give me chills every time you talk, you speak. You have a gift like none other. You have a way to get to people that I have not seen before, literally. And not enough people know who you are. Your words are powerful. They mean so much. And they have helped me spread my wings when I didn't want to spread them. So thank you, Dre.
Oh, they're going to love it. They're going to love it. And so if we have some women out there determined to get their core fit and tight and not have this thing where they're just buying multiple things, but have a coach who actually loves them and will love them through it, where do they find you? What are the deets? What do they need to go do?
You can find me on the Core Queen everywhere. You can type in the Core Queen on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you look at whatever. The Core Queen is everywhere. Didi Leggett, I'll pop up. Check me out. If you're not ready to sign up with me, you can look at my videos to see if I'm real. I'm real. I don't give my clients anything that I don't do. I don't believe in that. Whatever foods I have them eat, I eat the same thing. Whatever exercise I have them do, I do the same things. It's a lifetime commitment. It's not a bad. It's nothing temporary. I give you the tools to keep with you for a lifetime. You can take them with you when you leave. So check me out.
Yay. Thank you so, so much. I can't wait for Marquel and Andre to see your message to them. And, you know, everybody else out there, like if you don't have a business yet and you're really trying to put it together, but you are an expert, you need to be an expert at what you're doing. I always say that we are a lighter fluid.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So
Download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.